Kalim chapter 5, Mishnah 6. Tana Shanasin bo afar ad chetia. So he's got an oven and he fills it up halfway with earth. He puts earth inside the oven and he fills it up halfway. Not quite sure why he would do this, but anyway. Ma'afar lematan mitame b'maga. From the earth and downwards, meaning the wall of the oven that is now below the line of the earth. So that can still become tame, but only if the oven is touched inside by a source of impurity, like a dead sheretz. So they take a dead sheretz and they actually touch the wall of the oven. It will extend down into the part of the wall that is underground.
Not holding it in the
airspace. Exactly. And only above will become tame if they just hold the sheretz in the earth space. So this is actually, it's a rabbinical tumah. According to Torah law, the part of the wall underneath the filled up earth would never become tumah. But the rabbis put in place this decree that only by touch will it extend downwards into the wall in the ground, but not by airspace. Nisana al piyabur, next case, if a person takes an oven and he puts it on the mouth of a pit, or al piyadus, on the mouth of a cistern. So he takes his oven, if you can imagine it's got no floor. And what does he do? He sticks it on top of a pit. V'nasan sham evan, and he puts a stone on the side to keep it in place. So there's a stone in between the round, you know, if you can imagine the round pit, and then there's a stone there to hold the oven so that it doesn't fall. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer im masik milamatan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you could light a fire from below, v'hu nisuk milamalan, and it would be heated from above, tama, it is impure. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you heat this oven for the first time, it has to be connected to the ground. This is a particular requirement that Rabbi Yehuda has. When you heat it for the first time, it's got to be connected to the ground. So the question over here is the stone making it connected to the ground, or is the stone now, is it considered disconnected from the ground? So he says, if you could light a fire below in the pit, and the fire would heat the oven enough, then it's considered connected to the ground. And if not, it's not considered connected to the ground. And even if you made the fire in the oven now, in this scenario, let's say you like put a false floor there or something, and you light the fire in the oven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that oven wouldn't be considered complete because it's not connected to the ground at the time of its first firing. The Chachamim Omri, but the rabbis disagree. They say, Hul v'husak mikol makom. They say, once it's heated in any manner, Tameh, it is now able to accept impurity. It's now considered a complete oven. In other words, they do not have this requirement that the first time the oven is heated, it's got to be connected to the ground. They don't hold of that.